Simon Kuf Chaf Hey Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "In a tzibur armim imshich tzibur nakdishoch el shoskin umechabel lemashish tzibur armim atchemigil kedusha." Was einem hatzibur kodesh. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and the Rambam does not seem to argue. The proper thing is that the nekadesh is a act of hazmana on the part of the chazan. Chazal said in general these types of things are which are davar shebekedusha. It's not proper just to say it. It's not proper just to sort of say it immediately. You first have to pick a hazmana. We don't say Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hu. First the chazan says Baruch Hu, and then everybody responds Baruch. We don't say Meshe Rabba right away. The chazan says Yiskadav Yiskadei Shmei Rabba, etc. And then we say Yeshe Rabba. We make a hazmon. We make a that there's somebody inviting us to do that. Benching. The mezamen says, let's be mevorech. And this is, everybody says, so mevorech, let us be mevorech. And we say, Baruch, Hashem is Baruch. So Kedusha, really what's happening is the Kadesh is the chazan saying, we should be Mekadesh. And the tzibur responds, Kadosh. It's the same way the tzibur does not say the beginning of Kaddish and the Baruch Hu and the Nevorech, so why should they say the Kaddish? So the Resh Chal Nimshaloi, right? The leader says, "We should let us be Mevorech," and they answer Baruch. So the same thing over here as well. The Chor that the order should be. That the chazan should say the first part of the kedusha, and we should then respond. Okay, now, but the Shulchan Aruch says ain't a tzibur armim. It sounds like a dafka. They shouldn't say it.
Okay, so pais.
Because Zotim Shibura says cut me aleph ain't a tzibur. Atam. What's this argument? Why is that so? Then this kind of, because Chazal set it up, Shashir Tzibur Yomrenu, Bishil HaKohol B'Yir Shluchim. So he brings this over here with the Master of the Shekel. That we want to say, let us do this, right? So, no, well, they don't have to, because the Chazan, that was the Chazan's job, that's what you hired the Chazan for. So in what way is Hashliach Tzibur doing his job? Okay. So according to this thought process, in Kaddish we don't say along with him. We're quiet, and then the Chazan says, then everybody says Yeshmi Rabu. But feel Yesh Minyan Milvaldoi. Well, if that's the whole problem, because he's supposed to function as the Sheikh of the Tzibur, which requires 10 people to do be a Tzibur that he's being Moitzi. So there's 20 people here, so I'm one of the second half. Everybody has to, he's a Sheikh of all of the people there. Everybody sees himself as that tzibur, which the chazan is being motzi. Okay. Okay. When time is up, Zok the Mishabura, I feel him yitzel lomad, are you the hearer? Gamkin also Mishosha Maskal Chazan the Kaddish. You should not be doing something else. He's being made to you, and this act of hasmona, of let's get prepared to do this thing, really we should in a certain sense we should all say that, because I'll set it up that he's being made to you, so you can't be learning them. So you're supposed to be listening to what the chazan says. We spoke about this before, that by Kaddish, the first paragraph you're supposed to be listening to the chazan is being inviting you to do this, so it's really not proper that while he's inviting you to do this, you're busy. You know, we like to come to the house, and you know, the guy's doing something else. It's just really not nice. So he's saying to the tzibur, let us be mevarach, let us be cause Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name to be increased. And the person's doing whatever he's doing, so that's also to do that. If he has the nigan has some bumpity bump bumps instead of the words, so fine. So then he could, he can think and learn it. Okay.
Would you like to what? My house?
You'd like to come to my house. I'm inviting you.
The Shliach Tzibur was to have been saying that.
The Shliach Tzibur is inviting the Tzibur to do something. So if when the Tzibur is inviting the Tzibur to do something, if the people which are being invited are talking amongst themselves or doing something else, it's not very derech eretz. It's similar to if I invite you to my house, I'm thinking, I love you to come to my house, you like to come to my house, and you're really talking to somebody else. It's really not nice. You're ignoring me. Okay? Okay. Now, so the question, of course, is, where do we come from? The Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear. The Rambam doesn't argue. So why? You walk into most shuls. There are some shuls which follow the Shulchan Aruch, but you walk into most shuls. The whole tzibur says it together. Or they say each one says it on their own. Apparently, a Pila Rizal, everybody in the tzibur is supposed to say it. Okay.
What?
The Kaddish? Yeah. Zatim Shabur Vaita. Whatever the tefillah is, fine. Zatim Shabur Vaita. Venedikra Kedusha Ella Naritzoch, Luminic Svara German McCain, called Tefillah Shachris. Chilashkazim Sharman the Kaddish. And lo masam ubedivrei. Aval shar hanusach shemasifim b'shabbos ena mechal kedusha. Then it's rochla hazin achar achazin b'zeh. V'chein hamen kayoyim mishamim zeh kadam achazin. So that halacha, you have to listen to the chazin. First of all, doesn't apply to the extra parts that you put in for Shabbos and Yom Tov. It applies to the main element of Kedusha, which is said daily. Then he throws in that once we do say it, the Chaz is not being Motzimi. See, even though that was improper, but now the Chaz is not being Motzimi, so do I have to listen to the Chaz? Chaz or not? Came with the limit, all you they hear. So you'll be allowed to learn during those extra Hosafas. You're not going to listen to the Chazan, you should learn that.
It's referring to the Hosafas of Shabbos and Yom
Tov? Sorry?
It's referring to the Hosafas of Shabbos and Yom
Tov? Yeah.
So the Jordan say it was improper to say it? Or is that we're saying that we're allowed to say, and therefore we're not being able to do the Chazan at all?
No, that's what Shabbos throws in as an extra line, but he's really referring, like it's in brackets, but he's referring back to what he said before, that the basic Kedusha is in the Kaddish, and through Kaddish, Umasam, through Baruch, and Udivrei, through Yimloich, but all the extra parts, you'd be allowed to learn them. That's the end of the thought.
And the other parts is what he's referring to, that you're allowed to learn.
Correct. Kikos Magen Rom Hashem Anach Hagos Yesh Neuchlem. So the Magen Rom quotes the Hagos Yesh Neuchlem, that's the father of the Shlo. They disagree and say that the Kaddish is, but the phrase of Lumasam, or the phrase of Vidivre, and then even the pasuk of Yimloch is not the Kaddusha. Kaddusha is Kaddosh Baruch. And the Kaddish. So you can't learn, you can't do something else during the Kaddish. But you could during Lumasam Baruch Yomeru or Divrei Kodesh HaKodesh Suleimar, you could be thinking of learning them, according to their sheet. Okay. So the Tzibur should not say with, but rather they should be quiet and they'll listen to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. So the Shulchan Aruch says you may not. That the Mishaburah is cutting bays. But yesh mekilim shenuchah loy marim ashliach tzibur. Some are mekel. It's a taz. You look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's a taz. Ubeshem haksavim. The ksavim is referring to the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal said that you're allowed to. Or you should actually. But taz is not also to say along.
What do you
know, Masam, and you have to... No, the Kaddish says you should be quiet and listen. Mishabura says that's the proper thing to do. Many the Achranim seem, for the most part, seem to follow the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra also did like that. We call Malcolm a minig, but Yemenu Shemrim Hakol Gam Kain in the Kaddish. So the minig has become that the Tzibur says the Kaddish a lot, the Kaddish as well. So there's the Mishnah Berurah saying the Maaseh, that's what's happening, but the Maaseh he would. If you would be in a situation where you have all things being equal, he would suggest that you don't do that. B'Shabbos Armim Kadavor Ha'amur B'Kamatz. I'm assuming he's referring to not Ha'amur, but Ha'amur. And you've heard, I've definitely heard people say Ha'amur. Is that familiar? Sound familiar? Okay. You have a situation where if you know the tzibur is going to jump the gun, he's saying, before he finishes Yomeru, they're already saying, Baruch. Let me finish first. So the chazan who's responsible, they try and finish it quickly. If he knows that's what he's going to do, you're not going to change them. You should say it quickly. Because the Magen Avraham, Hashem, a sefer chasid. Ratzolam shalim shel chashliach tzibur kol kach b'mirosa lumasam b'divrei kei shal yaschil kol baruch kavod chenim loch kadam shisayim. You don't want him extending. Meanwhile, they're not waiting for him to finish, and they're saying, "Start saying Baruch." Don't do that. Finish off quickly and let them say Baruch after you're finished. Within the Kaddish of the Baruch, b'chol davar shayim achar shatz, achar mevorach, v'yim shachas shatz and mevorach b'sayif. Don't stretch out the last word. K'eshlo yano hakol achar of kadosh shisayif. Because what's going to happen is you're sort of like going to entice people to answer too early. And that'll be like that you've generated the main chatuba type of a situation. They're answering, they're copying and answering too early. Well, you set it up by extending the tefillah that you're saying, and therefore they're answering too quickly. Fine. So I once had this person point this out to me. You know, in you say in Kaddish, Vimru Amen. So the correct way to do it is that the Chazan says Vimru Amen, and the Hebrew responds Amen. Is that Vimru? Everybody says Amen. You finish. He's saying to everybody, let us say Amen, and everybody says okay, Amen. Right? But so the situation you have is that sometimes you know that the Chazan is extending out. The last word, and people are tempted to say the main before the chazan finishes. So, it's really not proper that he should do that. He should try to finish it more quickly. That they should finish, respond this situation the main after he finished. Okay. Maril Kashamar Baruch, Vimloch, Hoya Kareya Zoichev Hashem. He would bend down, and then when he gets Hashem's name, Rekvod Hashem, Imach Hashem, he would raise himself up. Zoichev Hashem. Although Mitzino Raya Lezev, like Moshe says, we don't have any makor for this maril. That's why it has not become accepted.
Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh Hashem too.
No, it just says about Baruch and Yimlach. Okay, Gimel. So the Chazan says Naritzach or Nekadesh, that whole phrase. And the Chazan, and then everybody in the Tzibur, everybody's quiet and listens to him. And then everybody says Kadosh. V'yachad she'omer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. V'dayin ha'shat, so you bekor al-zel zevi amar. Yeshemim dol yotzim tzorech l'anis pa'am acheres. He says his phrase, before the Chazan finishes, bekor al-zel zevi amar, they say you're not Yotzei, you have to say it again. Matam Poshin, the Torah Lanas, Be'ah Sor, Be'ah Kecha, Chazal, Masak, everybody says it together. Give them the right to say it early. I think we all have this experience of being in a shul, where like one guy starts saying Kadosh, Machazis, the Holy Mabakora, or something like that. So it's not a new problem. V'chein yesh lizor, gam ken shul, ya'achar, loy meresa Kadosh, achar akahol. Similarly, if the responders have finished responding, you can't respond then. So this is relevant, Dr. Mishabura. Not very common for us. But there was a piyut, which is inserted into Kedusha. And so the person is maybe running a little bit behind. He's still saying the words of the piyut. And meanwhile, the tzibur starts saying, Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh. So he says, you know what, I'll finish saying my piyut. And then I'll say Kedosh. So you can't do that. You have to say Kedosh together with the tzibur. So you have to interrupt and say Kedosh at that point in time.
Who?
The members of the tzibur, which are saying the piyut, that some people add into kedusha, we don't normally do that. So it's very possible you have a situation where in this hoysofa, some person is reading slowly. So everybody else gets to the point where they're ready to say kedusha before him. He's still saying the piyut. Then the tzibur starts saying kedush. So he has to interrupt and join them and say kedush at that point in time. Interesting question, which Marsha deals with, is when does the Chatan say? Kadosh or Baruch or Yimloch, when is the right time for him to say it? Because as Mishra pointed out, you have to say it with the Tzibur. Is he part of the Tzibur? He should say it together with the Tzibur. So as the Tzibur is saying Kadosh, the Chazan as well should say Kadosh, Kadosh. The challenge that we have is because Ramosha and others assume that even though the Chazan is not established nowadays to be Moitzi people, because in general we're considered Bekiyim, we don't need somebody to Moitzi us, but there is an exception. Halacha is if somebody's davening, and the tzibur gets to kedusha, he interrupts and he listens. So who does he listen to? Yeah, so it's a din of his being yotzei with somebody else's dibur, which is a shemei ka'ana type of a situation. But you know that halacha shemei ka'ana also requires that there should be kavana on the moitzi to be moitzi and on the yotzei to be yotzei. So the yotzei is stopping and listening with intent to be yotzei. But who's he listening to? The guy next to him? The guy lets him is not be moitzi him. So who was the moitzi? So Rashi says the Sheikh Tzibur, either the Sheikh Tzibur is not having kavana to moitzi the Tzibur in kedusha, No, that, since he was established as a Shliach Tzibur, we assume that that Kavanah is there. He's there to be much the Tzibur with whatever they need. If someone in the Tzibur needs to hear Kadosh, he can be much to them. So even though he has no active intent to be much to that person in Kadosh, that's good enough. But obviously, that's only going to work if the person can hear him, which would suggest that he should wait till Reel is finished before then saying out loud, Kadosh, 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 and being Moitzi, the person who's still holding the Shemoneh Esrei. Because otherwise, the person who's trying to say can't hear him. But I just told you, you can't say it on your own, you have to say it together with the Tzibur. So you can't just wait till everybody's finished and then say it, because that would be wrong. So what do you do? So Moshe suggests that the chazan should wait till the response is dying down, but it's not totally finished, and start Kadosh as loud as possible. So since there's not so many people responding still, if he says loudly, the people who need the yotzei will hear him, will hear him. At the same time, he's not answering on his own. He's answering when the tzibur is still saying it, because he started when the tzibur was still saying it. But the idea that he should wait till the tzibur totally finishes, everything's quiet, and then start kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The Rashi says it's wrong, because then that's this halacha. You have to say it together with the tzibur. Okay. So the Bir Loch over here raises the question. He says here in El Shoskin Bozan Tzibur Kadosh. I'm a Shibur Kamashik Sabbath, Shishikim, Lizor Shal Lizakar, Akhar Tzibur El Hakdim. You are responding, should not go early or should not go late. Does he need to say together with the tzibur? The haloi who in omer who in sorry mitzis atzim in a cloud the ha omer in the kadesh. I mean, he said before, let us do it, then everybody does it, and he does it. It's not us anymore. If he's much as being much to the tzibur, so he represents all tzibur, so he's like 10 people saying it now. Right? That's why it should be mutter. He's not being much to the tzibur in Kadosh and Baruch. He should have to say it on his own, so he's not being much to them. So you can't argue he's like a tzibur that says, because he's not. There is someone, he is being much to. Who is that? The person who's still davening. Therefore, it's considered like the chazan is there to be yotzi. All of the people who are davening Shemoneh Esrei, you need to be yotzi. So he's saying it with the tzibur. That tzibur, there are people who are yotzi with him. And therefore, b'yachol lomar afilu achar kach. So he raises it as a question. He's not sure. And that's where Mersha suggests he should start together with the Chazan, they continue out loud. The Bir Loch doesn't discuss what would you be motivation to say it afterwards. He just wants to know, may you say it afterwards? But Marsha says that really there is a motivation to say it afterwards because you need to be much in the tzibur. You need to be much in the tzibur who can't hear. Because the davening, I'm saying you can't say because the davening. Right? Can't much in the tzibur, they can't hear. Can't say because they're in the middle of tefillah. So the Moshe says that's why we theoretically should say it. He should say it afterwards, but then we have this problem. He can't say. May he say it afterwards? So the Mishnah Berurah just brings the Bir Loch just brings the question: may he, not should he, b'davka? Okay. Bays. It's preferable to put your feet together It's not like Shemon Esrei, that you're mechuyev to. But it's preferable that a person, it's a good idea, the person should put his feet together when he says Kedusha. I've not seen so many people not do that. Hagoah. V'yesh lisa es ha'inayim lamara m'shosh armen kedusha. You should look upwards when you say kedusha. Chemenanim gufan. We reach up on our feet to shemayim. V'yin ladaber emsa kedusha. Person should not talk during kedusha. He said it before. Comes to the same Kedusha, he says it again. Okay. Like it says in Simon Tzavid K, that you put your feet together for Shmon Esrei, the same thing over here. Now, next point, that a person should think about bringing Kedusha of Hashem's name to the world. Who's a Yasher Allah of Hashem's birth, Kedusha Malamala, and by that you'll get a Hashbah of Kedusha. Chavim Lekayim Apostik Vidash himself in Israel. Yishmakayim Apostik Vidashti. Arizal Hoya Mazim Roid Al Zed. Arizal puts it out that this is a key of Mr. Raisa of Minigdashi. You should have that come in mind. Ranusach Shemakdishim with a mem, lo shemakdishim with a nun. Begam yafrish ksas mitevus shemakdishim. The tevus are so shikasa vachakach, kilil simon samachalov, yavik kishma. We're afraid if the person doesn't pause between, give her a slight gap between makdishim oisoy, it sounds like makdishim oisoy. It's moso, it's his death. So he's like, we said by Shema, that we pause, you have the letter mem ending a word, and the next word starts with oisoy or s, it sounds like moisoy or mace, etc. So you give a slight pause then. Okay. It's proper to look heavenward, upward, when you say Kedusha. Yesh diso, hey. Because who Hashem Hecholos, they quote the name of Hashem Hecholos, which is from the Kisei Arizal. It's from Kabbalah, early Kabbalah. Zel Hashanu, Bruchim Atem LaHashem Shemayim V'Yerdei Merkava. Im termer was agidu levanai ma shani oise b'shosh matishim b'omer kadosh kadosh kadosh. If you would inform them, lamdo isam shiur einayim the sunnas the morim the base tefilosam the simatim lamala, that they would, as it were, lift their neshamas up lamala. Kainli hanoa b'olam kaisa shosh einayim the suas the beinai. As they look heavenwards, Shem looks at them and I look at them. So saying Kedusha with that proper process brings the gula. So he raised the eyes, Lamora. For the Hanoshi of Skudas, but it doesn't mean that they're open, it means they're closed. Doesn't mean they're open. But Gemara passes, you do open the eyes and you do look actually look heavenward. Chemenanim, we raise up in Kedusha. The Shlok Kosev Shel Kabbalah B'Yodah Shiorim Gufa V'Akeva. You lift up your body and your heel. The Malah B'Baruch. We do it by all three psukim. We lift it off the ground. So the Malachim, when they would say Kedusha, they would, as it were, flap their, lift themselves up with their wings. So we do that physically by lifting up our body. Because when we're going to run, they don't jump up. It just means you raise yourself up, you know, gently on your feet. He says, explains the minig of the jumping. Fine. Come welcome, welcome Shem Minikate. Pshit the day Shem Lasus Kate. If it's not the minig to do what is cause people to think that it's strange, your world is loyal. It's a scarab seder. People will laugh at it. You've been martial people in something improper that they're going to be responding with laughter against something you're doing. So you didn't get it. You lost your benefit. Because of Bach, Kirk Lerma, Kekasuba Ayad Namiyacho, Mirchashon Kakasuba Ayad Namiyacho, Kasamoy Ramashi Eshla Gamkain Semach Ayan Shom. So you have two different gears. One has, the Bach has one source, and the Mogarom has a different source for the other one. Because of Kerim, Tafshani is a main Shuraba who are deep in Mikadusha. We discussed this before. Heshri Rabba is more common than Kedusha. Komokim im Kaddish Kvar Shoma Kedusha Loi Shoma Adayin. If you heard a Kaddish already and a Kedusha you have not, it's not Moldan as Kaddish or Kedusha, you mutter Shiyana Kedusha Kedai Lotsa Zilei Choyba. You should cop around your Kedusha. Because you're going to Hizkul Kedusha Bamsa Shoma Kaddish. So now what are you doing? You have a conflict. So Mistabra Loi Yavsek Lana Soma Yeshri Rabba, you don't interrupt the Kedusha to answer Heshri Rabba. El Garber Kadosh, who was Pamim, Ad Kaboidai. Shmei Oz, Yerma Min Yishmenab. See, you finish, keep saying what you're saying. And then, if at that point, Yishmenab is still available to say, Seber has not, Rebbe Seber is not finished yet, so you would say it then. Tesmem Sakadusha, they say you shouldn't speak. Because like a verse of Marilla, how you would have a Kedusha Kedusha Arachar Amein the Kelah Kaddish. That's where we get to the idea that Kedusha extends to the Kelah Kaddish, because Marilla said that he was Machmer on that speaking that whole time. So the question is, you can't speak in all Kedusha Shas. So the Moshe Dirsh over here quotes from the Kavakayim, talking about a person already who was Yotze. He's saying, even so, during Kedusha you cannot speak. And that Kedusha starts at the beginning until after Kelah Kodesh. Okay, let's hold it here.